Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the couplets composed by Hazrat Arif Billah, Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayh. And the title is Tari'ashi Qawmi Jina, Tari'ashi Qawmi Marna. For a person to live with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to die with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Ye teri inayatein hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Meri jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr karna. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mera har khata pe rona, hai yahi meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afu wa karna. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, ise aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. These nats, we call them nazams, hamd in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, these ash'ar, poetry of our dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Ali, are bayans on their own in poetry form. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to compose these lines in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. At the time of Tahajjud, used to wake up with a cry in the heart out of yearning, out of love, ishq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And these are complete bayans of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the reality of love and muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The title of this poem of Hazrat Wala Rahmatul Ali, Tari Ashiqo Majina, Tari Ashiqo Me Marna. Ashiq refers to the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan, Iblis, Mal'un, he was an arif, he understood Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he was an abid also, worshipped Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, was an alim. All the ayns he had. All the ayns he had. Alim, arif, abid. So he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years. And he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system also. Allah ta'ala's sifat and attributes. But one ayn was missing. The ayn of a ashiq. He didn't have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love that would have made him make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to fulfill the command of Allah. That ayn he didn't have. Because ishq was missing and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was missing. He became mardood, became rajim, became a curse till the day of qiyamah. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that just fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only will not prevent a person from disobedience. Just fear only will not prevent a person from disobedience. Person, in the examination room, if he has been caught copying, but he still copies, when he'll get caught? Many things. Person has a fear that he might get caught, somebody looking at him, but still does it. Police are there, but then too he'll try. Fear is there. The only thing that will prevent a person from disobedience is a great love, intense love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Allah ta'ala says the believers in reality have intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get this love, to get this muhabbat, we said in the company of those that have the muhabbat of Allah, that we take our time and ponder over the bounties of Allah jalla jalaluhu. And Sufi Yasim, من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. Person who recognizes, understands his nafs. Well, meaning is, he knows there's a thief within him. So now he knows that this thief is blocking me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another interpretation is a person who ponders over his nafs within himself, what Allah has kept there, what gems. What gems Allah has kept within me to recognize him. And he makes an effort now, and he works on those talents that are there Allah has kept to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he begins to ponder, Ya Allah, you give me the brains and the mind and the bounties internally, externally. Then after pondering over these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then slowly the cataract of the eyes of the heart will be cleared out. Now you can see clearly. Now you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. Before he starts the car, bismillah. Before he puts on the light, bismillah. He sees Allah in everything. Allah, you put on the light. Ya Allah, you started the car. Now that after now, person, the car not starting, then few words will come out, what's wrong with this car? Then he say, Allah will sort it out. After all of that. After he released all his steam, now he say, Allah will do it. Must come from the beginning, as-sabru inda sidmatil ula. Sabr and patience, connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the first crunch. That Allah is first. Doesn't happen the first time again, bismillah. And again, bismillah. And again, bismillah. Everything happens with the name of Allah. With the barakat of Allah, the entire world is in rotation right now. Nobody will take the name of Allah, everything will come to an end. So in everything he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he submits to the command of Allah. So shaitan, iblis, mal'oon, the accursed one, he didn't have the ayn of ashiq, he wasn't an ashiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah, as we mentioned, Allah ta'ala has made it farz upon us to become the friends of Allah. That I want you to become my friend. Where will get such a friendship, such a friend, that wants us to become his friend, and this friend has everything by him. He has everything. All the perks, all the incentives, all the treasures, all the investments, everything is by Allah. And Allah wants you to become his friend, he wants to give it to you. Not share it with you, he wants to give it to you. But you just become my friend and give up everybody. Partnership with shaitan and nafs. Just give up the partnership. Don't give them a share in any of your a'mal, in any of your talents, in any of your attributes. Don't give shaitan and nafs a share in anything whatsoever. As Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi alayhi, Mawlana Ash-Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that when he qualified, he said, I would give bayans, Jumu'ah bayan, and he would say that I would be sitting on the mimbar, wooden mimbar at the time, And he says, the way I used to enjoy my own bayan. And the way I used to give the bayan, that I used to shake, and even the member used to shake with me also. And people used to stare at me. And he's enjoying his own bayan. He said, then finally, I put my hand in the hand of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullahi. Put my hand into his hand. And he says, then all my shaking stopped. And all the glitter and glamour and fancy speech stopped. And now there was a connection. There was a connection, a burning desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, now I stopped moving in the bayan. And the member stopped also shaking. And the people began to move. It was like thunderbolts hitting the heart. Hazrat, what are you saying? Well, it was simple things I was saying, but the connection was there. The connection, the voltage was high now. The current was coming through. This is ishq and this is love. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will penetrate the heart. So Iblis Shaitan didn't have this muhabbat and this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. As we explained previously, it's a royal address. O people who believe. Allah is calling out, O you who believe. Believe in who? Believe in me. Allah is calling us out of love. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Amongst all the people in the world, you believe me. And as I mentioned also, when somebody doesn't believe me, how upset we get. You don't trust me. You don't believe me. Whether it's a wife sometime, whether it's the children sometime, the staff sometime. But trust me, believe me. Don't you believe me? Allah is saying, I've already accepted you. Believe me. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Believe in my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May yartadda minkum an deenihi. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman that believed in me. If you turn away from my deen, if you turn away from my deen and my muhabbat and my love, فَسُوفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah will bring a nation that will love Allah and Allah will love them. Allah says, you don't love me, I'll come with a nation that will love me and I will love them. They'll be kind to the believers and be difficult and be hard against the kuffar. وَجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will strive in the path of Allah. They will give their lives in the path of Allah. They will have no fear for any rebuker. With the entire world against them, the entire world rebuking them will be like just one person. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمْ وَاحِدْ سِغَى وَاحِدْ. The entire world put together will be like just one person. Won't bother them because I have the creator of the world in my heart. So nothing will move me. I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nisbat and connection. My connection is there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ishq. Zakim Sahib explains where to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have in our businesses, we've got the IT man, keep us connected all the time. Connection goes down, we phone him, quickly come back. Everything is down, the systems are down, we can't connect, machines aren't working. We know the parashani. This parashani should come in the heart. That how come I'm only on load shedding? More on load shedding, then lights on. What is happening? How come the connection is not there? I'm not feeling the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this we have to introspection. How come? So many years have passed by, but I don't feel the connection and the link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to link to those that have the connection. We have to link to those that have the connection. And we know nowadays, because of load shedding, how are we looking for other connections now? With all alternates. You're putting on the rooftops, you're putting inverters and everything else just to keep the connection alive. But we haven't realized for Iman, to remain safe, it has to be connected somewhere. My Iman has to be connected somewhere because nafs and shaitan will attack, especially the time of maut. Ulama explained, the time of maut, all those attacks that shaitan made on you during your lifetime, all at once put together, he'll come with a final attack at the time of maut. Allah Ta'ala save us. But if your connection is there, then alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala take mercy, Allah Ta'ala will open the way. So Hazrat explains where to get this ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, hey, isi tara. Say, mumkin tari rasa guzarna. He say, oh my Allah, that to live amongst your lovers, to die amongst them. In this way, it's possible for me to live my life. It's possible to live my life when I have the love and I'm staying amongst your lovers. That I live amongst them and I'll die amongst them. One is physically, Allah, I live with them as much as I can. Like how we find Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi. Great alim, renowned alim. Renowned alim and Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahmatullah alayhi. He was a great lover of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He was a great lover from Balkh. But he has such gems in his heart, he made dua to Allah Jalla Jalalu Ya Allah. I have so much in my heart that I can't even explain it in words to the people. Give me a mouthpiece. Give me somebody that will explain my muhabbat to mankind. He made dua to Allah. Allah inspired him. They go to a certain place. Go to a certain place and you'll find Rumi there. Maulavi Rumi. And he'll become the mouthpiece of what is burning in your heart. So he takes the journey from Balkh and he comes to Konya, which is in Turkey. There it was a city or a town where they were making brass items, made of brass. And there, where the upper class people were, at a certain place, they both met, the eyes joined, the linked form. And Allama Rumi rahmatullah gave up all his teaching and lecturing, everything. It was Shamsuddin Tabrizi that, "I'm your slave, give me your bedding, I'll carry it." Students say, "What's wrong with you, Ustaz?" He says, "Just leave me now. I found something else away, some other taste, some other enjoyment." Then he gave his life. People say, "Look at what." Then the rumor went out. The Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahmatullah alayh, who became the Shaykh of Allama Rumi, then the rumor started that he made jadu on him. He did something to him. So quietly he left by night and he disappeared. The Allama Rumi, when looking for his Shaykh, wasn't there, he went into depression. But people had to finally go and bring back the Shaykh. Because he's not talking, he's going to depression, spiritual depression. Then Allah opened the heart again. And people, because of jealousy, finally they started the rumor again. Finally Shamsuddin left never to return, but the work was done. 28,000 couplets of love. Allama Rumi composed thereafter in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in reality was the couplets of his Shaykh. That now he just now mishara at tafsir of it. And Allah ta'ala has given it to the ummah, what is true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, "Tari'ashi qawmi jina." They want is to physically live with the ashiks and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made the system like this to get the muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to get this love into the heart? We're going to live with those people that have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How long to live with them? Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Alama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, live with them so long, litakunu mithlahum, that you become like them. That you become like them. When you open and you begin to speak, you speak like them. When you interact like them. When you just like them, look like them, walk like them, talk like them, lead my life like them, when this love will come. And we find when this love comes for the haram things, that boy now wants to wear that messed up t-shirt, messy. He wants to be like that, messed up life. Father will buy him also. He wants to be like from a young boy. Just wearing that t-shirt now, he acts like that too. Good for, Hazrat says too, good for that boy once, on Spider-Man outfit, he was acting like a spider. And asked him, "Like spiders?" He said, "No, I hate them." But he was act like one. He was act like one bat also. Put on that type of outfit and he was act like that. Put on fancy shoe. Then he's making car sounds also. He's skidding and screeching. The effect of just his garb only. What effect he has on the child. Hazrat says, our children dress them up from young like the friends of Allah. They want to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That muhabbat will come in their heart. I want to become like that. I want to become like the certain ashiq, the certain lover of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One youngster, one brother was telling us also that he brings his son to the masjid. So during COVID time also, the youngster found a stick at the house and he used to give his khutbah every Friday at home. 3-4 year old, when they give khutbah at home. Say, "I'll give you khutbah, namaz, Jummah namaz at home." The love comes in the heart because we dress them up like that. Like the lovers of Allah, like Musa alayhi salatu salam, and the magicians, when they came to challenge him, they came just like him. Allah saw only the outer appearance, they had kufr and shirk in their heart. But they came just like Musa alayhi salatu salam. Allah loved, attacked the mercy of Allah, that they're looking like my beloved Musa. Allah ta'ala gave them hidayat. Just on the outer appearance. So Hazrat Wala says, from the time they're young, put the burqi on for them, put the kurta on for them. Get them accustomed to it. People will say, "Are you making her like one dohima? Like an old lady you're making her. Putting burqi for her now." Because I love. I love when they look like Muslim. Not that now they look otherwise and then they look cute to me. But this, when the ishq of Allah will come, then all these things will become easy. And to do otherwise will become difficult. So to live with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we become like them. Their inside becomes our inside. The outside becomes our outside. That we want to become like them. So on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will announce that going to Jannah, before Jannah, Allah will say, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. If you go to Jannah, first you go with my bondsmen, my friends. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. عِبَادِي means my slaves. Then enter amongst them, then فَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Then go into my Jannah. So in this world also, this Allah Ta'ala has given us His way to get into the register of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by staying with them. Hazrat says also, we are third class dabbas, third class coaches. We just have to link up with the first class. When the first class will stop, the third class also will get there. So wherever they will reach, inshallah, we'll also reach with them. Although myself third class, we just link up with them, we'll reach the first class with them, the same destination. So when it's physically in outer, عَاشِقُوا مَجْهِنَا, to live with the ashiks and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this reality to come within my heart and my life, that this is my lifeline. To live with the ashiks of Allah, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where I will find the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, some sacrifice is needed. Qurban is needed. All the mashayikh before we found, that they made the sacrifice. And they took out their time, they spent their time in the khanqas, but the ahlullah, but the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qurbani, Allah ta'ala gave them. Allah ta'ala gave them on the sacrifice. It won't come easy. We heard about Ibrahim and Adam, how he gave up everything. Fuzayl bin Iyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, climbing the ladder. He fell in love with a girl. Now he put the ladder to go to the second story to talk to her. Climbing the ladder and he hears a voice from the unseen. Alam ya'ni lil ladina amanu. Oh Fuzayl, hasn't the time come for your heart to tremble at the mention of the name of Allah? When you hear Allah's name, shouldn't you fear? Bala ya Rabbi. Differently. Came down, his whole life changed. Allah changed him. The jazb of Allah, Allah pulled him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pull him. That is the jazb of Allah. Now you came into the maidan, into the right place. Allah's jazb and pull is going to be there for you. Allah ta'ala is going to pull you. If you're genuine and you have desire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has desire for you. Allah also has the desire for you, that you must become my friend. So a person comes into the correct avenue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull him. So one is physically staying with the ashiks and the lovers of Allah. Here also, as it explains to that many person will read the stories of the mashayikh of before, and he will say that now there's no more mashayikh like these. Look at these mashayikh, whole night in tahajjud, whole day in roza, and they break the roza with just brittle and dry roti. These are real ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of Quran, tilawa, how much of dhikr, 1 minute, 70 times they take the name of Allah, and all these different things. Now there's no more friends, there's no more walis like that anymore. You know, very important point ulama explained over here also. That if a person had a sheikh before, and the sheikh has passed away. A person who can take benefit from his passed on sheikh, he will take benefit. He'll get knowledge, but his islah will not get made. His islah will not get made. Many a person now, the sheikh has passed away, and I said, I won't get a sheikh like my sheikh. I won't get a sheikh like my sheikh like what I had. And he continued listening to the bayans of his sheikh that passed on, he will get benefit of knowledge, but islah will not get made. His reformation will not take place. To get reformation to take place, it has to be from a live sheikh. Then only. Person can now think about his wife that passed away, her cooking, everything else, but he won't get food on the table. His mouth will water. That will happen, but the food won't come on the table. You have to get another wife to get the cooking done. In the same way now, you want the goods of Allah's muhabbat, you want islah to take place, he has to go to a living sheikh. For now, he islah to get made. Yes, faida, you will get benefit of the bayans of the sheikh of before. But to live with them as much as I can. So I get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is physically now I live with them. So the ri'ashiqo me jina, and one interpretation, Hazrat explains that jina means to live. That ya Allah, living with your lovers, I learn how to live. Living with your lovers, I learn how to live. And the ri'ashiqo me marna. Ya Allah, physically to live amongst them and to die amongst them also. That when my mort comes, ya Allah, take me to the company of your lovers. That amongst them also, my ruh is taken out. So one meaning is now physically, and one is spiritually. That living amongst them, I learn how to live. And living amongst them, I know how to die also. Something we have to learn, how to live, when to live. So they will teach us also, that when in your physical existence, when should you come to life and when should you die? This we don't know. When haram comes and we wake up, then we wake up. Example is given also, you find a whole crew of workers in a construction company. They're working, 20, 30, 40 of them, they all are working there. And just now, one woman has to pass by. Everything goes up to standstill. And how all they making noises now? Making CC. They say, what happened? Why? The whole job came to a standstill. Just one woman walked past. How they came to life? Tell them, do the work, then we're tired. But one, something haram passes by, all came to life. What happened? So when we look, when we say with the levels of Allah, they'll teach us now when to come to life and when to die. When you come to life, the bayan is on. But we know when the bayan is on, then we go off. Allah gives the example, Jummah bayan, the person came, sitting against the pillar. He's holding the pillar, doesn't fall. He's sitting at the pillar and he's bayn al-yaqda wa noom. Between being awake and sleepiness, listening to the bayan. After the bayan, he say, what a bayan. Malagi, what a bayan. Then they go and suffer. Then they see, by no fajr namaz, no zuhar salah. What happened? He said, didn't you last week Jummah bayan? Mawana said, when you on suffer, namaz is maaf. He said, no, it's half. Not maaf. You are half sleepy. So when you come to a bayan, we half dead. This is the time now to wake up. They'll teach us now when to wake up. Now it's time to wake up. Majlis is on. Allah Ta'ala's Muhammad is being distributed. The goblets are being filled up. As it explains to, that in the taverns of Allah's Muhammad, the goblets, it says, "E shaqi pilade." Then, oh, the cup bearer of the love of Allah Ta'ala's Muhammad, give us to drink also. Give us to drink also. How is it in a tavern? Nobody drinks alone. They all share it. And how they enjoy it. Nobody smokes alone also. So in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mashayikh would sit together and how they would enjoy themselves. Thana Bawan, was a Talmi Muhaddis was there, Miyaji, Haji Imdadullah Mahaji, Makki Rahmatullah Ali, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Saab was there. And how they had their rooms and how they would discuss together the masail of suluk and the sawuf in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is to enjoy together. And they now dishing out the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat in goblets. But enjoy it now. Enjoy it. The love of Allah Ta'ala. Become intoxicated now. Now we learn how to live a life. How to live a real life. Not a fake life. How to live a real life. Allah Ta'ala will guide me because I learned from the ashiks and the lovers of Allah who learned from their mashayikh how to live a real life. Now amongst the ashiks of Allah, I learn how to live. How to live in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When to wake up now. When to wake up and when to die. Something haram is coming, now I'm like dead. I didn't see anything. As we mentioned now, person says the first glance is jaiz, Marana. Ziji bhai, jaiz. So 5 minutes first glance is alright then. No bhai, the accidental glance. Not the first glance of 5 minutes. There's haram then. So he knows when to die now. Because he learned from the mashayikh, from the ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now's the time to die. Now do like you did, I didn't see anything, I didn't hear anything. So nothing affects the heart. When it's time to wake up now he'll wake up. Fajr time he'll wake up. Tahajjud time he'll wake up. Salah time he'll leave. He'll run for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today we hear people say, when the boss says jump, what we say? How high? Allah says, hayya ala salah. I'm busy still. Coming. The namaz becomes qaza. Musas rakats, etc. No fikr, no concern, no sadness in the heart. Nothing affects the heart. And when it's time to wake up, he'll wake up. Ishraq namaz, awwabin. I want to read more. And he'll push. He's learnt now how to wake up to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's waiting for opportunities now to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the marketplace, in the business, tasbih in his hand, budurul sharif, istighbar, third kalima, fourth kalima. He wants to be busy with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He learnt how to live his life now. Otherwise, all his years, it was dead. I was just passing life. Azad says, you won't pass life, you will fail life. Your life was a failure actually. But I thought I made it. You didn't make it, you lost it. You lost the life. It just passed by. So one is now from the ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn how to wake up, how to live. How to live and how to die amongst them also. They will teach you now when to die. When it's time to sin, that nafs is troubling you, how to do like you did. I got no strength, I can't do it. Can't break the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will give you that spiritual strength because physically you're staying with them. Physically now you're in the right environment. So when it's time to save you, to save yourself, Allah says now because you spend enough time there, I will save you. You're in the right environment. So he says in this way, by learning to live with the ashiks of Allah, the lovers of Allah, and to die amongst them, in this way it was possible to live my life. It was possible in this way to live my life. In no other way I could live my life. It was bechedi, it was restlessness. When I was far away from the ashiks and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. And in this, what you call suruk, this journey to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, sometime he says I have to make sabar on my heart. Sabar on my heart, and sometimes shukar also. Sabar, sometimes the nafs wants to go to haram. Here Hazrat explains also, a person becomes more pious doesn't mean now that his desires will get less. No, he'll get more. Person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nafs will trouble even more. And you can't save yourself, Allah will save you. Because now you came into the correct environment. You came in among the ashiks of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala knows that voice. Malaika know that voice. Now you'll ask for help. Allah will send the malaika. Let's save him now. Turn him away. Turn him away from that haram thing. And Allah ta'ala will save you. Sometimes I got to make sabr upon the nafs, dictates of the nafs. Sometimes shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you save me. Now I thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I don't regard this as my achievement. It's only the fazl of Allah. وَلَوَلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Allah says, وَلَوَلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. If it was not for the fazl and the grace of Allah, the kindness of Allah, وَرَحْمَتُهُ and the rahmat of Allah, no one can purify himself. No one. So what we need, two things. We need the fazl of Allah. We need the grace of Allah, the mercy of Allah, وَرَحْمَتُهُ. Then Allah will purify us. If we haven't come into the environment of Allah's fazl, we haven't come into the environment of Allah's rahmat, then how are we going to purify our nafs and our soul? As you mentioned yesterday, how can we go into the qabr now with a dirty heart? Allah will not accept it. Inna Allah tayyibun. Allah is pure. Only accept that which is tayyib and pure and clean. We don't accept anything dirty also. We make a noise, we make a fuss about it. Make a fuss about it. How is I will make a noise? That the domestic didn't wash the pots and the pans, or she washed it half only. Allah Ta'ala has given us a pure deen. As that explains, Allah Ta'ala has given us a pure deen, purify yourself. But now we're using deen for our dunya. Person bought a very, very expensive handkerchief, very expensive, designer one, brand name one. From overseas he brought it. He says, special occasions he will use the handkerchief. Or a scarf, neck scarf, whatever it is. Domestic doesn't know the value of it. Next morning I ask her, where's that handkerchief of mine? She said, I clean the shoes with it. So you clean the shoes with it. Allah Akbar. How upset you will get. How upset you get with the house. You didn't explain to her. How much I paid for this? This Kashmiri material, or whatever it may be now. This is silk, whatever it is. She's cleaning the shoes with this, or the toilets with this. Other said, you're doing the same thing with the deen of Allah. That pure deen, Where are we putting it? Where are we using it? Allah made the eyes for His muhabbat, made the tongue for His muhabbat to sing His praises, made the mind, the heart to think of His muhabbat. All His faculties that Allah gave us pure and clean as babies, we're using it now and we are making it filthy and dirty with everything else. The tongues Allah Ta'ala made to read Quran, to make dhikr, and the ghibat. And then the different habits we have also, the cigarette and everything else. Allah has given tongues out for that. So where we will get upset. As example we gave before, a person bought very expensive shampoo now to wash the car. Tells the boy, very expensive, don't use too much now. Right, bought a new car, I want it nice and shining. He said, read about this shampoo, something very new. Right, it's all 3-in-1. It'll do the polishing and the shining and the cleaning. So make sure you use it properly and sparingly. Boy says, very good boss. You see the thing, hey, this is very good stuff. So a person comes out after he has his qairula and he sees the boy is washing his bicycle. He says, what are you doing? He says, boss, you said it's very good stuff. I said, you try the bicycle first. Then I put on the car. How upset will he get? How will he shout at him? You know how expensive this thing is. Same thing we're doing with the deen of Allah tabarak. What Allah ta'ala gave us his lives for, to love him, where we've given our hearts and our life. our masturat, our ladies, our children, our daughters, where are we putting them? Where are they taking out their life? Our sons, where, in which direction are we pushing them? Where are they taking out their life? Where are they supposed to be? The Tami would say, Rahmatullah Ali, to the parents during the holidays, send them to the Khanka, let them come sit with us. So Allah will begin to love them at least. Sitting in those environments away from Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they won't learn the love of Allah. They have to come into the pious environment. So this Hazrat says now, sometimes they're going to make sabr upon the heart, sometimes shukr. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes, Ya Allah, you saved me, you gave me a muhabbat. When Allah ta'ala will give the muhabbat also, sometimes the josh will come, like the cream soda. And slowly it will go away also. The person says, I don't feel like that anymore. I'm feeling heavy, can't do it anymore. In the beginning it was very nice. Felt like giving da'wat all the time, speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I don't feel like that. So he has that explains also, this Allah Ta'ala's in'am and Allah Ta'ala's reward for you in the beginning. It's one of the perks, incentives. So you can't live on the perks only, you got to do hard work. After hard work then you'll get the perks. Then you'll get the incentives. So that Allah Ta'ala gave in the beginning, to catch you, to bring you, that now I enjoyed it. Namaz was enjoying it, my heart was soft, I was crying. Ethic after me, I felt like that. Went for Umrah, I felt like that. Came back home, it's not there anymore. He says, now the milk boils, you get the malai on the top, the cream. So you can't live on eating cream only. The milk lies is pure. He says, now the taqwa become pure. That in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala give you the malai and the cream, it will enjoy it. Now slowly it will mature, the taqwa will mature. The beginning, now you are sending messages to the wife all the time. Now she's waiting, no more messages, what happened? Before every half an hour you're sending message. Now no more messages, not even a jazakallah or thank you, how are you feeling? What do you say? No, I thought about it. I was supposed to. Just before you could, you were caught out. So that teaches us. Say it immediately. Thank her immediately. Send the messages. Make her happy, Allah will become happy. Make her happy, Allah will become happy. So we learn from the ashiqs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how to make islah for all these departments. Sometimes sabr, sometimes shukr. Sometimes sabr, sometimes shukr. Like how that one wife told the husband also that both of us, you and I, you're both jannati. He said, how come you're both jannati? She said, well, you can see how you look. You like midnight, I'm like Snow White. So I make shukr, and I make sabr and you make shukr, we both get jannat. I make sabr on you and you make shukr on me, we both get our jannat. So, the suluk and the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is same. Sometimes we make sabr. We hold ourselves back. Temptation is there. Person gets more pious, closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, more sabr he has to make. But because he came into the right environment, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save him. Allah will become his sati. Inna Allah ma'a alladhina taqaw. Inna Allah ma'a alladhina taqaw. Allah says, those that have taqwa, I'm with them. Those that have taqwa. Those have ihsan in them, do good deeds, Allah says, I am with them. Wa inna Allah ma'a as-sabr. Allah is with those that make sabr also. Person has made sabr and he held his nafs back, Allah says, I am with you. You must have missed a Saturday night with the boys. I could have been with them, but I made a bit of sabr. Allah says, you missed them, but you got me. Because I am with those that are patient. Little bit you, put the dagger of taqwa on your heart, Allah says, I am with you, don't worry. What you will get now, the treasures of the heart will open up. Then a person will enjoy himself in the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. There's only two lines of the couplet. There's much more to it, inshallah. We'll discuss later on, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني.
He also make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We explained last night also what to meditate over, that this la ilaha illallah is like a vacuum, super vacuum. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy all my passions and sins, haram passions, and all the sins and all my bad habits. Allah's name will conquer everything. There's nothing greater than the name of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha, I'm taking all the bad habits, all the sins out. Like a vacuum, I'm vacuuming my heart. Taking it out and putting the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into my heart. And you're begging Allah, Ya Allah, come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my body, come into my faculties. Ya Allah, I cannot live without you. Ya Allah, become mine, make me yours. And Hazrat Wala teaches us how to make the dhikr of Allah also. We sit cross-legged. Because still cross-legged from different riwayat, as Hakim Sahib would explain, Sahaba Ikram also in the Tabi'een, Hassan Basri Rahmatul Ali, Ya Razawiyah, he opened the Khanka in Medina Munawwara, and how they used to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Walihana dhikr. Like mad people in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hadith Sharif say, make similar dhikr of Allah, people take you to be mad. So as they explain also, sitting cross-legged, facing the Qibla as far as possible. When we're saying La ilaha illallah, we'll move from the center, not the head, the entire body. From the torso up, person will move to the right side. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. So the whole body will move. It says like how when the wind blows, and the long strands of grass, the high strands of grass, how they move with the wind. How the branches and the trees move also. Like this, the Sahaba Ikram and Tabi'een used to make dhikr like that. In the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they would move their bodies like this. Not with much takalluf and difficulty, but very easily. La ilaha to the right and illallah to the left. When you say the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then there's no movement. This a person focuses his mind on his heart and he pictures there's a tongue in my heart, there's a tongue in my mouth, and all around me, the walls, and the carpet, and the lights, and whatever is around me, all together is taking the name of Allah. Every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a dhikr of Allah. As I'm saying Allah, everything around me is calling out the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entire masjid, the carpets, the walls, the lights, and everything around us, the shelves, all calling out to me, Allah, Allah. Like this, a person makes a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the ashiks and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu li muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله يا الله purifying cleanse our hearts oh my Allah of all the filth of this dunya oh my Allah of everything besides you from all غير الله يا الله remove it from our hearts oh my Allah يا الله you created these hearts for your muhabbat and your love and your ishq oh my Allah and the love for all those things that you love oh my Allah the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all those things Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam loved Oh my Allah, purify and cleanse our hearts. Give us sound hearts. Give us qalb as-salim, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, that they have yaqeen upon you, tawakkul upon you, trust in you, love for you. Oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you made these hearts to have your love and your ma'rifat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we given up our hearts to everything besides you. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Teach us your muhabbat and your love, oh my Allah. Teach us how to love you, Ya Allah, how to obey you, O Kareem Rahim Allah, in a manner that is most pleasing to you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, give us the hearts of your awliya and your friends, O my Allah. That pump with your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Make us those that swim the oceans of your muhabbat and your love. Allah, grant us such a bond with you, such ta'alluq with you, such nisbat with you, such a connection with you, O my Allah. That nothing can break that connection, O my Allah. Nothing can break that bond, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us ghamproof hearts, O my Allah. Hearts that are proof, Ya Allah, that they are gham-proof and depression-proof and worry-proof and dunya-proof, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, that only we fall in love with you. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, grant our families, our children, our wives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the reality of life, sirati mustaqim. Ya Allah, the direction of our lives, O my Allah, put us into the right track. Ya Allah, to make the effort of deen, the effort of your muhabbat and your love to keep our eyes and our hearts pure and clean. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, accept our faculties, our bodies, our minds, our hearts with the fikr of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us upon hidayah, take us in a condition you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We thank you for all your bounties and your ni'mats. Accept all those in i'tikaf, all those that have come, all those that could not make it, Ya Allah. Grant them all the full benefit. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين